T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It was another night of looting in the city with hundreds of arrests among the stores hit. Macy's in Herald Square, where we find 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck this morning.
Yet again, hundreds of arrests as another night of destruction and looting with fires set here in Manhattan. Groups of 20 or 30 at a time on bikes and scooters zipping around Midtown, smashing everything they could. Windows on Fifth Avenue locations like Michael Kors and Kate Spade. Then they turned their focus on the Macy's flagship. Went right to the front doors and smashed them open. Minutes later, the same group turning their destructive ways to the Urban Outfitters across 34th Street. All the windows smashed there. The inventory inside the beautiful store tossed everywhere. The mayor took to New York One to say he's actually worried the coronavirus could be spreading in all of this.
I'm worried about these protests having disrupted that a bit in terms of the health reality and people being in close proximity. That's not good. We have made so much progress, and next Monday, I believe phase one will come off and come off well.
In the midst of all this chaos, indeed, the pandemic is still going on. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 34th Street.